I can afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and joining me in the Zoom room today for one of our Versus episodes, please welcome from New Jersey, Mr. Dave Festini.
Hello.
And from Washington, D.C., Mr. Dave Schneier.
Hello.
Or as I call you, the Daves.
That's right. We're Dave Squared.
Who are you recording with tonight? I'm recording with the Daves. And everyone knows. Everyone knows who that is.
Everyone?
They know, everybody. They all know what it means.
Some people. Some people.
All right. Tonight, guys, we have 24 songs over just two albums.
Okay.
Okay.
We don't have three albums tonight, just two albums.
Okay.
12 tracks each, so 12 rounds.
I smell the 90s.
I'm going to give you some hints now, but not too many hints. There's like a major hint that would give it all away. It would break bad. I will tell you that both of these bands are from the 80s.
Oh.
Both of these albums are sophomore albums.
All right.
And both of these bands are the bands, like the Kinks or the Who.
Okay.
So, that's all I'm telling you. All right?
Okay.
Are you good with that?
Yeah.
Do we have a choice?
No. Both albums have hits.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah,
both albums good. People have heard of.
Both are albums that people know. People own these albums, guys. So are you guys ready to just jump into round one?
Both feet. Let's go.
And you know what? And tonight I'm going to try to do my best at not having a lag time, you know. You know what
I'm
saying?
How does somebody jump in with one foot? I never understood that saying. I'm going to jump in with both feet. Well, no shit. Anyway, sorry.
Who said that? Did Schneier just say that?
He did. Yeah, that wasn't necessarily a criticism of him.
Yeah, that'll come later.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's plenty of time for that.
Given. That's a given. Got 24 songs to work through.
But yeah, I'm going to try to not have lag time. I don't know why so many times there's
it's Dave.
What? What's going on?
It's Dave. That's his fault.
You know what I mean. I say the song's coming, and then it's not coming.
Computer. It's what do you use to play? What are you using to play the songs?
I'm playing it on iTunes, but sometimes I'm smooth at it, but I feel recently I've not been.
Okay.
Maybe I'm having cognitive issues. I don't know. But I'm going to try to be smooth tonight. All right. And with that, I'm going to push play. I'm going to ring the bell. And we're going to hear the first sound. Maybe we should do this another time.
We're in it.
We're going to hear
feet.
The
we're both
plow
feet,
through.
Pat.
We're going
okay.
both feet. Both feet.
I'm going to dip one toe in the water and then go both feet.
All out.
I put my pants on one leg at a time, just like everybody else. All right, here we go. First song of round one starts now. Now, God.
Oh my.
I wish I
right. Fun song. Fun video.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The album Vacation only sold 500,000 copies. Has to be more than that now, right?
How?
That has to be platinum album, right?
Easily.
Yeah. How does that happen?
Wasn't their debut either. I figured this would have sold a lot more, right?
Me too.
Well, it's got this. This is a hit. I don't want to think about the songs that are coming up, but it's got to have more than one hit on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that 500. That sounds
suspect.
Yeah.
Or as the kids say, that's sus.
Sus. Yes, sus. Thank you.
Yep.
For the young people in the audience.
Vacation did peak at number 8. On the U.S. album charts. And I actually think Vacation also went to number 8, I believe. It was top 10. I don't have the number in front of me. All right.
Very topical, too, because this will drop during the summer when people are taking vacations.
People are on vacation.
I see what you're doing there.
See what you did right there?
Yes.
Dave Festini is very smart tonight. All right.
Tonight.
Let's jump in with both feet.
Backhanded compliment.
What?
It was a backhanded tonight.
Tonight.
And you implying I'm not smart other times? See? Okay.
I just made the same noise.
I know. Dave Schneier's having a beer of some sort. Is that a Corona?
It looks like Corona Light.
Corona Light.
And he's watching his figure.
What are you having, Festini?
Maybe I shouldn't
have used
Dave.
What do you have?
First of all, I went into the refrigerator in the garage and I don't have any frogs. So I just grabbed some claws.
All right. Well, I'm having a Sprite zero sugar. So I'm the biggest wuss. All right. Okay. Who's coming in to defend? They're not even defending anything. Who's coming in to do battle?
There you go.
This is terrible already. Let's do this. Let's do this another time.
All right.
Get ready.
Night. Ladies' night.
Ladies' night in Buffalo, David Lee Roth. So, the Bangles with Different Light are going to go up against the Go-Go's with Vacation. Let me tell you about the Bangles' Different Light. That album was released January 10th, 1986. It peaked at number 2 in the U.S. It sold 3 million copies. It's got 2 top 5 hits with 4 hits in the top 40. All right. So, let me talk about me for a second. Of these two bands, 6 people have been on the Rock Solid podcast.
Wow.
From the Go-Go's, we have Belinda Carlisle, Kathy Valentine twice, Gina Shock twice, and I believe Belinda's going to be on again in August.
She's got a new album out, right?
It's coming out. From the Bangles, I've had Susanna, Vicky, and Debbie, and they were all in person. So fantastic.
That's cool.
All right. So this is an odd round. I'm going to go to Mr. Festine, who's very intelligent tonight.
Yes. You ever see that movie? Let's see now.
Forrest Gump?
No.
Who's in it? Let's play this game. Come on.
No, the one with Bradley Cooper where he takes the pill and he's like super intelligent. They made a... made a TV series out of it for a season.
Yeah. What is that? What's that called?
It's called A Bad Reference. If I can't come up with the name of the freaking movie,
that's all.
It'll come to me.
Senseless. It'll, is it Senseless?
No. Limitless.
Limitless. There. Limitless. I made you think
of it. You got him there. You got him there, Pat.
All right. Well,
as I don't think I'm it's going to surprise anybody with this tidbit, but Manic Monday, of course, written by Prince.
Yep.
But oh, well, it's written by a gentleman named Christopher.
See, you read my mind. My next question was going to be, do you know? And I was looking it up because I wanted to make sure I was right. Do you know how he was credited on the album? And it is Christopher.
Yes.
But I like both of these songs. They're perfectly poppy little numbers. And as we all know, I have an affinity for Prince. However, I'm going to go with Vacation on this one because I think it's just kind of, I don't know, I like it more.
I mean, that's basically what it comes down to.
That's simple. Yeah. Simple, easy, direct.
Yeah. There's no mystery here on this one. No. I just like Vacation more. So I'm going with, I don't know. To me, the Go-Go's were more of a band. And I may be completely off the mark here, but the Bangles, especially with a song like this, I always just kind of felt like it was Susanna Hoffs and the rest of the ladies.
Hmm.
Well, I'm reading the Bangles book right now, and I can tell you that it's Vicky and Debbie's band.
Really?
Susanna came into it.
Oh. Well, I'm an idiot. Now no, I'm not so
not
intelligent.
Tonight. No, not tonight. Tonight.
You're smart tonight.
Okay.
Dave, you're smart tonight. You're not dumb. You're smart. Dave's got it going on. All right, Dave Schneier, what do you got for us?
Yeah, really great songs. Great bands, too. Really great bands. And I'm not trying to poo-poo what Dave said about the Bangles as a band. I think Susanna became the face of the band, clearly being the lead singer and everything like that. But they're very talented musicians on both sides of this. The Manic Monday, even though it's written by Prince, has a very SoCal feel to it of a sort of 60s kind of rock with the piano playing in the back. But Vacation, you know, the Go-Go's were a punk band, basically. I mean, they really were big on the punk scene. And this was, I know this wasn't their first album, but this felt like their big kind of crossover to mainstream pop music. But the driving bass line is fantastic. I mean, the rhythm section is great. It is a perfect song. More than the Bangles song is perfect. I like both so much. So I'm going with the Go-Go's on this because I think it's the perfect movement from the punk rock sound to the pop sound that the Go-Go's had.
Our lips are sealed. You don't consider lips are sealed.
Listen to me, pop song. Okay? See, it started already.
I'm asking, you made a statement.
Was Our Lips Are Sealed was out before this. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I'm saying, well, you said it was kind of their crossover.
Yeah, okay.
But Our Lips Are Sealed is a pop song.
You're right. You're right.
I'm not being critical. I'm just, making
It's funny because Our Lips Are Sealed has a very 60-ish vibe to it, that tune.
Yes.
Mm.
Absolutely does.
All right, so right now, we got two for the Go-Go's with Vacation. Let me give you some songwriting credits on Vacation, just so we know. It's written by Kathy Valentine, Charlotte Caffey, and Jade Wiedlin. And that will eventually break the band up as they're getting a lion's share of the money because they're writing all the songs.
Yeah.
And the other two will get pissy about that. Sorry. Write some songs.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly.
Write some songs then. Do some outside work.
I mean, was it a situation where they were writing songs and they were not being put on the album?
I don't think they were bringing much to the table.
Yeah, well, then, you know.
All right. But I'm going to bring a vote to the table right now. And what a round to start with. I mean, just two great songs. None of us dislike either one of these songs. You just have to pick the one you like better. And for me, it's also Vacation.
Mm. So, oh, knockout.
So we have, it's our first knockout round for the Go-Go's.
Wow.
And at the end of round one, it's 3-0.
Nice.
Now, the difference in these two bands, one of the differences is, and what Dave Schneider said a second ago made me think of this, when Dave said that Susanna Hoffs is the lead singer of the band, every member of the band goes sings lead, and we're going to hear all of them on different tracks on this album, whereas only Belinda sings lead. Now, Jane, I believe, could have sang lead, but that's not how the band was set up. The Go-Go's is set up with a front woman. Hmm. So, all right, let's move on. Now, this next batch of songs, are we going to even remember these or know what they were? I don't know, but I'm going to tell you right now, the Go-Go's are entering round two with a song called He's So Strange. So here we go.
Okay.
By the way, Vacation, the song did go to number 8, and Manic Monday went to number 2. Literally, Manic Monday was number 2 around the world. Never really went to number 1, but held fast at number 2. All right, taking on He's So Strange is the title track from Different Light, and the song is called Different Light. And should I find out who sings lead vocal on that song? Maybe I should. Maybe I should tell you that. Since Dave Schneider thinks only Susanna Hoffs sings.
That you can put me in that club, too. I had no idea that the other members of the Bengals sang lead.
Well, In a Different Light is sang by Miss Vicky Peterson. Let's see if we can tell a difference in the voices, Dave.
Okay.
Right, Mr. Dave Schneier, is it He's So Strange by the Go-Go's or In a Different Light by the Bengals?
That Go-Go's song reminds me a little bit. It's got a surf rock feel to it, or even like some early B-52s. It kind of feels a little bit like that. It's kind of catchy. It's not bad. Who knew, aside from everybody except for Dave and Dave, that somebody else sang in the Bengals. But I like that song. I thought it was pretty catchy. I thought, look, you start off with the actual song title that you're singing. The lyrics started off a little clunky to me, but it sort of picked up some good rhythm and melody in it. And the backing vocals and everything, I dug it. It was the catchy pop tune, which I think is really what they were known for. So I'm going with the Bengals on this one.
All right. One for the Bengals for In a Different Light. Dave Festini, what do you got for us?
I didn't love either one of those songs.
Song two on both albums. Not digging it.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know. They both kind of, They felt fillerish to me already, and we're on track two, which mm-hmm. concerns me a little.
Do you think because they're girls, that's why?
Absolutely not. All right. Please.
What it right,
because
like.
I've never been critical of the men that we've done on this show. I ripped the dead man, Eddie Money, that poor bastard, was rolling over in his grave.
That's true.
A couple of weeks ago. Yeah, I mean, I don't. If I had to pick one of them, I'd probably go with that Go-Go, the He's So Strange Go-Go song. I liked it a little better. The Bengals song was just kind of basic to me. I don't know. Dip, 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 you know, I don't know, whatever.
All right.
It was, you know. And she's okay singing.
Can you make that sound again, by the way?
Dip, 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 dip,
there you
dip,
go.
Dip. There you go. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Dance, dance.
All right.
But Pat, what do you think?
Well, this is kind of weird because, like, in a situation like this, then I'm the tiebreaker.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. are.
But
it's the whole point.
I don't know how weird that is. He's So Strange is fine, you know.
Wow.
But the surf rock thing is cool, but you know, when a different light starts in, and you immediately get the harmonies of all the ladies, and I just like that song, so I'm going with it. So okay. That round goes to not a knockout round, but it goes to the Bengals, and that brings the Go-Go's got one vote, Bengals got two, so it's after two rounds, the Go-Go's in the lead, 4-2. 4-2.
I feel a close one coming tonight.
I know, right? It's interesting how I have no idea how this might play out. But I do know that I'm going to push this button and this bell is going to take 5 minutes to ring. And here come the Go-Go's with Girl of 100 Lists.
Okay.
Girl of 100 Lists. That girl has a lot of things to do, guys.
A lot.
Yeah, she's got to bring home the bacon. She's got to fry it up in a pan. Got a lot to do. All right. The Bengals have to come in and fight it out. Susanna Hoffs on lead vocals. Dave Schneider thinks she's the lead singer of the band. this. You don't think I'm going to run that into the ground?
Keep going. Nope.
This song is called Walking Down Your Street. Mr. Festini, is mm-hmm. it going to be Girl of 100 Lists or Walking Down Your Street? And just to let you know, Walking Down Your Street went to number 11.
Oh.
So Girl of 100 Lists, is that the name of the song?
Not Lisps, it's Lists.
Wow, making fun of a speech impediment. Is that where we're at?
Is my fault?
I have to wear a fake fucking tooth, Pat. Is that my fault? And then I have to listen to you make fun of me for it.
I forgot you were wearing the fake tooth.
How dare you?
I forgot. Sir. It looks. It doesn't look or sound like that.
Oh, apparently it does because I have a lisp.
You don't.
I hope you feel good about yourself.
I apologize.
All right, thank you. Good Lord.
Schneier's just passed out.
Just, yeah.
He's out of the camera. Girl of 100
lisps.
And walking down your street.
Like, have you ever gone, like, if you go to see somebody, and I remember this happened during like the Rick Springfield strip down shows. Have you ever go and you hear an artist talk about the first song they ever wrote as like a 13-year-old?
Yes.
And how horrible it is?
Yeah.
That's what I have going here with this Girl of 1,000 Lisps. Like, really? This is what you're writing about? And it made it to your album? Yeah, that song was awful. But the Bangles song is the perfect example of, there's an iHeartRadio station called Lost 80s Hits. It's a perfect, because it was a hit, but people don't generally remember it.
Right.
And it's great. I love that song. That's a great, one you don't necessarily remember, but it's got, you know, it's very, very catchy. So it's Bangles all the way for me.
All right, let me give the Bangles Dave Festini's love. Boom. Schneier.
You give him my love as well, please, because that's an easy one. It's an easy one. Maybe I didn't hate Girl of 1,000 Lisps as much as Dave.
But 100. It's 100, please, not 1,000. Jesus, right. The song would be 20 minutes long.
All right, 100 lisps, but whatever. It's not that great. Musically, it's fine, but you lose me with the lyrics, and it just is, it sounds juvenile.
That's what I mean. Like, right. It's someone who writing a song who has no life experience, so they write about the fact that I did my homework. Yeah, and then, you know, like, really?
All right. Right.
Well, you got to throw a couple of yeah, yeahs in after that. Did my homework. Right. Yeah, yeah.
All right,
And that Bangles
song. This
is where
Pat picks it.
Is... And I didn't know there was a Lost 80s station, Dave, and I have to go find that one.
Excellent.
That sounds great. Maybe you roast me on this one. This is an underrated pop song, pop hit. I mean,
I agree.
It made it into the top 20, but like, I don't think a lot of people are aware of this as much as the other hits from the Bangles. And
yeah,
it's a shame because it's really, really well done. So...
And I'm going to overlook the fact that they like to talk about walking a lot, whether it's down the street or as an Egyptian.
Right. They're going to do it.
It's a popular theme.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they walked in Manic Monday at some point. There might be a lyric in there of them walking as well.
All right. Two right now for the Bangles. For walking down your street. I do want to let you guys know that Girl of 100 Lisps, music and lyrics by Jane Wiedlin.
Hmm.
So I guess all the hate rides on her narrow shoulders. And now what I do like about Girl of 100 Lisps
is
Kathy Valentine's bass at the beginning is really cool. A really good little bass riff there.
Okay.
But for the love of God, it cannot win. So walking down your street, it's a knockout round for the Bangles. So we both bands have a knockout round. And here's how this goes now. This is how it changes. It was Go-Go's 4, Bangles 2. Now it's Bangles 5.
So
wow.
Good.
And Go-Go's 4. This is what happens, folks.
Yeah.
This is how it goes. That song that we heard, Walking Down Your Street, was written by Susanna Hoffs, with the producer of this album, David Kahn, and a guy named Luis Gutierrez, however you want to say it. So, but we did have Susanna in on that tune. All right. Again, after three rounds, Bangles 5, Go-Go's 4. And what's going to happen now? What do the Go-Go's have for us? Go-Go's are coming into this round with a tune called I Think It's Me. I Think It's Me.
Okay.
All right.
I'm back.
we heard the title of the song. I think it's me. So that's pretty much sure. when I close it out. And what are the Bengals coming in with? Oh, just this song. Just this one. All right, lead vocals on that are shared by Vicki Peterson, Michael Steele, and Susanna Hoffs. And Dave Schneier is going to jump in with his take on I Think It's Me versus Walk Like an Egyptian.
You would think right away that this would be easy because Walk Like an Egyptian is a huge hit. And there are aspects of the song that I like. I think there are some parts of the lyrics that are really, really clever. But I don't love it overall. I'm not offended by it. I'm not like, oh, I'm, you know.
I'm not offended by it.
No, but I mean, like, I've heard, like, there was controversy around it, you know, when it came out. And are you being offensive to Egyptians or whatever?
Okay.
I think there was even a time where radio airplay had issues with it, but it's fine. But I am leaning towards, and Pat, going to the whole bass line of this song on the Go-Go's track is phenomenal. It's really, really good. And it's not a song that I'm that familiar with, but if you were to play these two songs just, and it's again, in this moment, we just played them right now. That Go-Go song is really, really catchy. I can't believe I'm saying this because it's probably the Bengals' top two or three most popular songs, but I'm going with the Go-Go's on this one.
Boy. All right, there's one for the Go-Go's.
I like it better. I think it's catchier. I like it.
Now, I'm having a little bit of a problem right now because...
What happened?
The way they... The song I just played was I Think It's Me.
Uh-huh.
Wikipedia has that listed as the fifth song in the album. But
you're playing it off of iTunes.
No, well, I know these are, well, it's iTunes, but it's albums that I've imported in here. So we want the rounds to be right. We want the right. So I'm going to go upstairs and grab my CDs and see what's going on. Cause maybe these two songs aren't even supposed to go against each other.
Oh boy.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Oh no.
I know. So let's hold on a second. You guys talk amongst yourself and be very entertaining.
Silence. I deliberately didn't say anything.
How was LBI?
Well, nobody gives a shit about LBI. You know he's not going to edit this out.
That's true.
He's not kidding when he says he wants us to be entertaining. He's not going to edit this out.
What shows are you going to see? Any shows anytime soon? Any concerts coming up?
Everything I want to see gets canceled.
What got canceled?
So let's see. Julia and I. Actually, that's not true. It's not me. It's Julia. We were going to go see, we had tickets to see Lawrence.
Oh.
And it got, well, that one didn't get canceled. It just got moved to October because I can't think of her name. Gracie, I think her name is.
Yeah, because of the Broadway run or whatever.
Right. So that got moved to October. Then we were going to go see Alessia Cara. And that got postponed and then moved to a different venue on like a Tuesday night. So that we're not doing.
In the city?
Yeah.
That's not happening.
No. And then she was supposed to go with Matthew to see Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks, and well, that, of course,
clearly not happening.
Not happening. So she's bummed.
You guys are running out of luck on stuff there.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Got him.
All right. The track listing on this CD has, I Think It's Me, is number 4.
Okay.
Okay.
So either Wikipedia is wrong or something. I don't know what's up, but we're going to stick with this because this is how it is.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So.
So my vote is still the Go-Go's.
Versus integrity restored.
Yes. So.
All right.
You are still going with I Think It's Me by the Go-Go's.
Yes.
Okay. Dave Fastini, I Think It's Me or Walk Like an Egyptian.
We're starting to enter an area that I was concerned with, especially with the Go-Go's, where things are just all starting to sound the same. And I was concerned about this because I had a feeling that this was going to be the case. The songs don't vary much. They seem to have the same kind of beat and structure. And this song does nothing for me. It really. And plus, listen, we've all heard Walk Like an Egyptian 8 zillion times. Am I going to add it to a playlist at this point? Probably not. But it's fun. It's definitely a, what's the word I'm looking for?
Earworm.
It's a novel. Well, yes, but it's also a novelty song, obviously. Yep. Sure. I've for the life of me, didn't know until tonight that it wasn't Susanna Hoffs singing all of the lines.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where I thought, I was like, well, wait a minute, did they alternate on the album, and then when they put out the single, they just put Susanna Hoffs' vocals on there because she was the it thing?
Nope.
And no, that is not the case, as I just did a little research on the side while you guys were talking. So for me, it's Walk Like an Egyptian.
All right.
Staple of the 80s.
And for me, it's also Walk Like an Egyptian. I mean, this, I Think It's Me doesn't do anything for me.
Mm-mm.
So, but that said, it's still very close. After 4 rounds, the Bangles at 7, and the Go-Go's at 5.
It's going to be one of those. It's going to be a pendulum kind of night.
Yeah.
It is definitely going to be a mud wrestling battle to the end with bikinis. Wait, what are we talking about here?
God, no.
All right.
No.
But you've said the same thing if it was.
If it was what?
Meatloaf? Two dude bands.
Meatloaf against Eddie Money.
And Eddie Money.
If it was two dude bands that look like chicks, like Poison against Dawkins or something like that.
Cinderella.
Did Dawkins look like chicks?
Not really.
Cinderella was more maybe.
Pretty Boy Floyd. Maybe. Pretty Boy Floyd.
Pretty Boy Floyd's the one. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Fastini knows. All right. Here we go. Round 5.
Mm-hmm.
Round 5 of 12. Go-Go's coming at you right now. The Go-Go songs are all very short on this album. They're all they're like under 3 minutes so far, it seems. They're all very short, which is not bad. I like a nice less than 3 minute pop song. And this is one of those. It's called We Don't Get Along by the Go-Go's.
Yeah, here it comes.
On Rock Song. We Don't Get Along, music and lyrics by Kathy Valentine. Going to go head-to-head right now with a song by the Bangles. Another, and this song is also under 3 minutes. This song is called Standing in the Hallway.
Well,
Beats is sung by drummer Debbie Peterson. It is an odd round. So Festini, is it going to be either We Don't Get Along, or is it going to be Standing in the Hallway?
I heard the start of We Don't Get Along, and I was like, okay, now the Go-Go's are, this is going to be a different sound. And then after the intro, it was straight into that 4-4. You know, the same beat. It's just the same structured song every track. And then the Bengals come along. It was another, you know, let's just write about the day. You know, what did I do? I standing in the hallway. But it was different though, right? I just feel like they're a little more. They're doing different things, the Bengals, exploring different beats and doing, you know, so to me, it was just a more enjoyable thing. I didn't particularly like either song, but Standing in the Hallway, it was a little more interesting to me. So I'm going Bengals.
All right, Dave Schneier, Go-Go's or Bengals?
I don't want to echo exactly what Dave said. However, that Bengals song, they at least trying something different, right? They're really leaning into the 60s vibe that they get influenced by. A little bit of those, like the cute little 60s keyboard and everything. You just don't pay attention to lyrics. You pay attention to there's a little bit of funk. It's a little funky too. They're trying something different, which, as much as I voted for that Go-Go song the last round, I was so hopeful when those guitars started on
right.
the song.
Like, I was too.
So hopeful. Like they're going back to the punk roots, or there's something different happening here. And
nope. Boy,
then you just could have overlaid lyrics from another song onto this one. So my vote is for the Bengals on this.
I don't want to echo what Dave Schneier echoed from Dave Festini.
But you should.
But I will say it's a knockout round for the Bengals. And now this is where the tide really turns tonight. Because now it's Bengals 10, Go-Go's 5.
Mm.
You know, because it was 7-5, and then you get 3 votes, and now you're doubled the other person's score. But it's we're right in the middle of these albums right now with round 6. So everybody calm down. Everybody calm down.
I don't know. Sounds to me like the Bengals are pulling away.
Let's find out. Go-Go's coming into the ring. They're a little wobbly right now. They're nervous, and they're coming in with something called It's Everything But Party Time. Everything But Party Time.
Thank you.
right. That's written by Jane Wiedlin. Lyrics, music by Jane Wiedlin and Gina Schock. The Go-Go's are going to defend. And again, I got to be honest. I've heard Different Light a million times. I don't know this song by the title. It's called Return Post. I guess that means like post office, return post. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? Let's find out. Return Post. Sung by Vicky.
Writing the lines as they come to me, scratching them out almost immediately. Don't know what it's done to me. Well, it's cold, it's wet, it's been raining all night. And there's a letter I've been trying to write. Something better waiting somewhere for me.
Dave Schneier.
Yeah.
Sir, is yes, it going to be It's Everything But Party Time, or is it going to be Return Post? Two deep album cuts for sure.
Too deep. Yeah. Two deep album cuts. It's not Party Time for the Go-Go's in this round. It's sad.
No, it's Everything But.
It's everything, right. But, song. It's yeah. Everything But Party Time. That is a terrible song. I did not like that at all. Here we are asking them to do something different because everything else is starting to sound the same, and then they decide to do something different. It sounds like shit. So, meanwhile, the Bangles do so much interesting stuff on this album. They pull from so many influences, and again, we're all making fun of me because I thought Susanna Hoffs was the only lead singer. But
I did too.
I know, but it was me who first started that. So
we've stopped making fun of you for it.
Okay. Well, you can keep doing it if you have to. But I love the harmonizing that kicks in on this a little later. How they sort of the vocals bounce off each other beautifully. You're sitting there and you got a beret on, and you're smoking a cigarette or whatever. And it's a cool song. It's a cool album track song, which is sometimes hard to say on these Versus episodes. You run into album track songs where you're like, wow, that was really shitty. This one is not. This one gets my vote easily. Bangles all the way.
All right, Dave Festini.
The Go-Go's finally do something different, and it sucks. Like, wow. Like, it was the ING song. It was practically Schoolhouse Rock, that song. It was absurd. Yeah, that was bad, man. That was not great. But I'm with Dave on this one. Like, it's clearly a deep album track, but it's an enjoyable deep album track. I like that Bangles song a lot. It was different. It's kind of shows what they're capable of doing as a band, you know, that it's not all about pop songs or, you know, or whatever. So, I really like the Bangles song. That's where my vote's going.
All right. It's a third knockout round for the Bangles. Look, two lines into It's Everything But Party Time, I'm laughing at the lyrics.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. It's
so
really
I can't,
bad.
I mean, I could never, I mean, so Return Post would have to have been really shitty to lose. So, at the end of six rounds, and look, it's still anyone's game. It certainly is.
I don't know, man.
Mathematically,
yes.
Oh, okay.
But right now, Bangles 13 to the Go-Go's 5. Oof. Now, what I can tell you is I do think that this round 7 might be tough.
Okay.
All right? That's what I think. I could be wrong. But here come the Go-Go's with Get Up and Go.
Get up and go.
Get Up and Go by the Go-Go's. And coming into the ring is the Bangles. Why can't I form a sentence?
It's okay. It's okay.
So much pausing, so much.
you were dedicated to getting rid of the lag, and you can't speak.
I can't speak. I can't speak. But here come the Bangles with If She Knew What She Wants. Susanna on lead vocal. The odd round goes to Dave Festini. Is it Get Up and Go, or is it If She Knew What She Wants?
I don't love either of them. The Bangles song sounds like a, you know, leftover track that they gave to a movie soundtrack to me.
That's a Jules Shear cover.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Still don't like it.
That's fine.
I don't love the Go-Go song, but it's at least they've recovered from the last track. I'm Go-Go's here with this one.
Are you cuckoo for Go-Go's?
Was that a single that Bangles? Was that like the fifth single?
That was a single. It went to number 29.
Yeah, it has that feel that they're like, well, guys, you know, we need another single. Which one's it going to be? We've all the other really strong ones. I didn't love it.
Okay. So that's one for the Go-Go's. They're coming back in it. Dave Schneier, Get Up and Go, or If She Knew What She Wants?
Let's start with the Bangles on this one. If She Knew What She Wants is... it's catchy but bland, if that makes sense. It's plainly catchy. There's not a lot of oomph to it. It's like a bland version of Manic Monday. Take away the piano and the beat sounds like a lot of it just sounds very, very similar, even though it's a Jules Shear song. It's not even their song, right? I know Prince wrote Manic Monday, but that being said, it's
Christopher
fine.
Wrote Manic and Christopher.
I'm sorry, Christopher. My apologies. It's fine. That Go-Go's one. All right. I see you. I see you, Go-Go's. I see you trying so hard. It reminded me of I Want Candy, the Bow Wow Wow song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is a catchy song in itself. So kudos for making the comeback from that last shitty song to this this one that's a bit of ear candy. So Go-Go's for me on this one.
All right. It is a knockout round for the Go-Go's now.
Uh-oh.
We have five knockout rounds today.
Good Lord.
Two for Go-Go's, three for Bangles. I do enjoy If She Knew What She Wants. I do like that song. And we didn't get deep enough, but there's a really cool bridge, and it changes up a little bit. But we can't hear the whole song. So... But I've always loved Get Up and Go. It's a fun song. It gets you up and moving around. So, yeah, got to give it to the Go-Go's. So it's now 13-8.
Okay.
13-8. So, you know.
Anything can happen.
Five more rounds.
Five more rounds. Round 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Wow. Can we even stay up for it?
Yes.
Now, this is a round where I do not know the songs by the song title, but here come the Go-Go's with something called This Old Feeling.
This old feeling, it's meant to me.
like this old feeling. Bengals have to come in and keep their lead with something called Let It Go. And who's singing lead on Let It Go? This is a group lead vocal. It's credited to all four members. So let's see what that happens or something. It's This Old Feeling versus Let It Go. This is round eight. Dave Schneier, which one do you enjoy more?
I enjoy the Bengals song more. We'll just put the vote out there right now. That I would put as a single before If She Knew What She Wants.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a little more, it was more up-tempo, a little more, it almost reminded me of a throwaway Go-Go's track. Mm. The bass, the driving bass, it's a little not punky, but it's a little just more up tempo than what we've heard on Different Lights so far. A little more rock, a little more, you know, less 60s rock and maybe a little more 70s into the sort of 80s new wave type of stuff. So I appreciate that they're trying something a little different. The Go-Go's one was fine. It's fine, but it doesn't get my vote. I wonder if a lot of these Go-Go songs came off better live than they did on the album. I just feel like they're clearly talented musicians. I just wonder if they're better live on a lot of the album rock or the album track stuff than it is on the actual album itself. Mm-hmm. Just a question and observation, but my vote is still for the Bengals on this one.
All right, Dave Festini. Go-Go's or Bengals?
That Go-Go song, it was Mad About You.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Ooh. Wow.
That's what I started singing at the beginning of the song. You can sing the Mad About You verse to that bass line in the beginning. Well, the Mad About You came after, I would presume, right?
Yes,
this is when the Carlisle song. That bugged me. Right off the bat, and I like that the Bengals song was good. The harmonies were great. I like the Bengals song better than the Go-Go song there.
The first of all, with the Go-Go's right now, I feel like Kathy Valentine's bass is like the secret weapon on this. I mean, it's not saving them, it's not making them win, but. Every song has like cool, I'm hearing the bass a lot.
Yeah.
And what's hurting a lot of the Go-Go songs for me is I don't like how Belinda's voice is in the mix. Like on her solo songs, she has a strong,
much more upright up front,
strong voice up front. And it just sounds thin in these recordings. Some of them sound almost like they're demos. They don't sound fully fleshed out. So
yeah.
Just an observation, but this is another knockout round.
Boom.
Because Let It Go was fantastic, and I did not know that song by the title. Then when it started to play, I'm like, oh, okay. So four knockout rounds for the Bengals, two for the Go-Go's. Right now, the Bengals, it's 16-8.
Hmm.
But mathematically, it's anyone's game still.
Still. Okay.
Still. Now, this is going to be an interesting round because it's two cover songs going up against each other.
Hmm.
It's going to be the Go-Go's with Cool Jerk, which is the band was the Capitals.
Hmm.
And the Bengals are going to do September Girls, which was a big star cover.
God.
And this is sung by Michael Steele. So here we go. We're going to go Cool Jerk into September Girls. Let's see what happens on Rock Solid. Cool Jerk. That's the song that the Go-Go's are bringing to the party. Also, Dave Festini's nickname in college. So, here's September Girls.
Really?
Sung by Michael Steele. Now, for you, Schneider, this is not Susanna Hoffs.
What?
This is the bass player, Michael Steele.
What?
On lead vocal. Let's see how she sounds.
I loved you, boy, never mind. I've been crying all the time. December boys got it bad. December boys got it bad.
Festini.
Yeah.
Do you like the jerk or do you like the girls?
I like them both, and I'm glad it was cover versus cover, because yeah, you know how I am with the whole idea of writing your own stuff and blah, blah, blah.
I get
blah.
It. Well, I'll tell you something. On these two albums, the Go-Go's wrote more of their songs than the Bangles, but you can see how that's turning out for them. So, yeah, well, this time, anyway. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I mean, I just like the song Cool Jerk prior to the Go-Go's covering it. So it has a little bit too much of an advantage. Maybe has a little bit too much of an advantage. I like the Bangles song, but the Cool Jerk's great because it doesn't deviate too much from the original in its structure. And I'm a guy who, if you're going to do a cover song, I want you to bring something to it. But it's the perfect cover song for the Go-Go's, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I'm going Go-Go's here.
All right, one for the Go-Go's. Dave Schneier, you seem to be a big, Big Star fan.
I love the band Big Star.
All right.
I think September Girls is such a perfect pop song that they did. And the Bangles one just falls flat to me. And it's not because it's Michael Steele. It could be Susanna Hoffs as well. Like it just falls flat. And again, to Dave's point of Cool Jerk, knowing the song Cool Jerk before hearing the cover, I just like the original of September Girls so much that you got to do something with it. And it just falls so flat to me. And Cool Jerk's just a fun, quirky cover track that I don't know who brought it to them and was like, hey, why don't you guys do Cool Jerk? And they're like, cool, we'll put enough of our own little spin on it. Because you do hear sort of the originalness of it at the start, and then it kicks into a little bit of the sort of similar Go-Go sound, but it's a nice combination of stuff where you just lose me with September Girls. But so the vote on this one is for the Go-Go's.
All right. Now, unlike you two gentlemen, I did not know these songs in their original form prior to hearing the covers.
Okay. Really?
The first time I was introduced to both of these songs were the cover versions by these two bands.
Interesting.
Wow.
I know. And even though, again, I don't like Belinda's voice that well, I like her voice. I don't like how it's recorded on hardly any of these songs. But my vote's for also for Cool Jerk. So another knockout round.
Wow. Here they come.
This is the most knockout rounds I think we've ever had.
Yeah.
I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Four for the Bengals, three for the Go-Go's. And now it's the Bengals 16 to the Go-Go's 11. That's very tight.
Wow.
And we have three more rounds to go. So coming into round 10, Go-Go's are gaining a little traction.
They're still in it.
They're still in it. Let's see if the song called The Way You Dance will help out.
Probably not.
I'm not optimistic.
I don't think so. Way You Dance by the Go-Go's going head to head with Angels Don't Fall in Love. Lead vocals done by Vicki Peterson. Dave Schneier.
Yeah. I don't love either one of these that much. We talk about album tracks. These two feel like real throwaway album tracks of like, we've got filler.
Oh.
Find some songs to put on here. I don't want to beat the dead horse of the Go-Go songs all sounding the same, but that one felt a little head. I mean, it felt like head over heels. I could have sung head over heels over the those vocals over this one. And the Bengals one started off pretty promising. And then it's sort of just, it's got a decent power pop feel to it, but it started so strong and then it's sort of just, okay, we're going to come down a little bit. And the vocals seemed a little choppy to me.
Pitchy.
Maybe.
Yeah, dog.
Well, except I will say, overall, I think the production on Different Light is so much better than on Vacation.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a toss up. But if I had to, if you were like, hey, Dave, I want you to listen to one of these songs tomorrow, I'm going to listen to the Bengals.
All right, Mr. Festini.
Yeah, I mean, neither one of these really caught on with me all that much, but. You know, I think it was mentioned earlier in this episode. Let's Kathy Valentine working overtime on that bass, like on that Go-Go song, man. I feel like she's working harder than anybody else in the band.
Oh, yeah.
And for that reason, I'm going Go-Go's.
Okay.
For this round.
All right.
So that's one for The Way You Dance.
Yes.
Hmm.
which in my case is not well.
I can attest to that.
Here's the thing. Both of these albums have 12 songs. Get rid of some tracks. Right.
That's what I was thinking too. Like, we're not really in the CD age yet where they're, you know, just adding tracks
because they
can. Yeah. Like, why just leave it off? Like, what are you doing?
I'm pretty down the middle on both of these songs. I don't love either song. And the thing that's going to tip it over for me to vote for the Bangles is I was really, really listening to The Way You Dance. And I couldn't really understand what Belinda was singing until they would get to the chorus. Like, I'm like, I really don't even know what she's, I can't discern the words coming out of her mouth. And with the Bangles, the production is so sweet. Even though the vocals were a bit pitchy, I could hear every single word she was saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I'm with Dave Schneier on this one. I'm gonna go Bangles. So with that said, it's one for the Go-Go's, two for the Bangles. Bangles have 5, 10, 15, 18 to the Go-Go's 12. So the Go-Go's, if they had two knockout rounds in a row, it would be a tie across the board. I mean, it could happen.
It could.
Because I'm reading these song titles and I can tell you it definitely could happen.
Okay.
Because who knows what these songs are? Who knows? But I will tell you that the Go-Go's are coming into it with Beatnik Beach. Okay, who's singing for the Bangles? I always got to check it out. Round 11. Bangles are coming into it with a song called Following, and another one sung by Michael Steele. Now, I've noticed that when Michael Steele sings a lead vocal, it's they put it on the late in the album. But here she is, Following. Much different from Beatnik Beach.
Yeah.
You think I'm crazy or something? Always following you around. You say I'm a hopeless case. Running obsession into the ground. You call me a shadow and fool. You look over your shoulder and you say I'm haunting you. So why do you call me? Why do you look for me? And why do your eyes follow me the way they do?
Okay, round 11. Dave Fastini with an audible laugh in the middle of one of these songs.
Well, I don't know if I've ever heard a song start out with basically what it amounts to spoken word saying, you think I'm crazy or something. That's, yeah. I mean, certainly original, if not disturbing. The Go-Go song reminded me, there's a, I think it's from the 60s, a song called Little Bo Peep. I don't remember who it's by. Hmm. The chorus is like, no peep is such a na 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 na. Anyway, I didn't like that Bangle. Who likes that Bangle song other than her? I mean, it's just not, it's weird. It's heartfelt.
Do we deduct points for being weird when?
No, it just came out of left field. I mean, I know that clearly that there's a reason they put it so deep in the album. And again, here's another one where it's like, did this need to be on the album? Mm-hmm. But it is different. So you got to give them that. I mean, they're doing different things.
In a different light, they are.
Yeah. Oh. Very nice. I'm going, this is a Go-Go's for me. I have to.
Okay. One for Beatnik Beach.
Beatnik Beach.
Schneier.
Beatnik Beach has some, it's funny, Pat, you mentioned like you can't really understand Belinda on some of these songs until you get to the chorus. May I quote a few lyrics from Beatnik Beach if I could, please?
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Did you had to look them up though, because you didn't know what she was saying.
Clearly.
Okay, clearly. Go ahead.
Okay, it starts off 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 4. Dance to the poetry, it's going to be just you and me. Groove on that groovy beat, it'll be boss, keen, neat, yeah. Then you go on. Okay,
but no. It's because it's beatnik. These are things beatniks would say.
I understand.
Okay.
The gang, they'll all be there, join the fun, don't be a square. We'll lip sync a go-go, like on the Lloyd Thacton show.
All right.
Anybody know who Lloyd Thacton is?
There's a theme. It's not a drunken letter to an ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm just saying. I just wanted to read a few of those lyrics.
Okay.
My vote's for the Go-Go's. That it's interesting. The Bangles don't have a ballad on this one, right? So far, if I'm remembering all the songs that we've listened to, there hasn't really been a ballad. Like if no. originally. Eventually, they get. I think the next album, Eternal Flame, yes. is on. Right? Is this their? Like, hey, we need to throw a some sort of ballad on here, but it's like a depressing ballad. It's not even like.
Yeah, no, that's not an upbeat. Not an upbeat number. That one.
No, there can be other ballads that are kind of depressing, but at least there can be musically interesting or whatever. This one's just like, it's like a fart in church. This one's just not.
Jesus.
This doesn't go over well. The votes for the Go-Go's.
All right. Here's what's funny is the Go-Go song has the word beatnik in it. And I feel like the Bangle song is a beatnik song.
Mm. Yeah.
Like I could hear it at a coffee house also.
We're all just snapping along.
Yeah. Man. Beatnik Beach. At first I'm like, oh wait, is this going to be an instrumental? Because it was a long time before some lyrics came. And then it reminded me of X a little bit. It reminded me a little bit of Ramones a little bit in there. And I do not hate the following song. I think it's really different. And again, they're doing things in a different light. And with the Go-Go's, the producer's on vacation because he doesn't know how to get any vocals down. But I am with the Daves because it was a fun, upbeat song. So I'm going to go... Okay. With Beatnik Beach, which gives us
another knockout round.
Three knockout rounds for the Go-Go's, four for the Bangles. Right now, it is 18-15. And again, if the Go-Go's have a knockout round this next time, it's a tie.
Oh my God.
Which would be fun.
Yeah.
We're not going to make that happen.
No.
We're being honest.
Yes.
Who's singing the last song for the Bangles? Debbie, the drummer. Okay, but before we hear that, we're going to go with something called Worlds Away. Worlds Away by the Go-Go's. So let's ring that bell.
Oh.
right, Worlds Away. I wish that would have gone up against Following. Okay, here's the Bangles. Lead vocal by the drummer Debbie. And this song is called Not Like Me. Gentlemen, lock in your votes. I need you to lock in your votes. Dave Schneier, it's an even round. You're an even-keeled, even-tempered man.
I appreciate you saying that.
We give you the even rounds. Is it Worlds Away by the Go-Go's? Or is it Not Like Me?
Go-Go's switching it up at the end here. Both songs give me a very 60s girl group vibe. Like the Go-Go's one felt like Leader of the Pack almost. Like there was a, I don't know. You make a face all you want. Listen to it.
The fuck are you talking about?
Anyway.
Did we listen to the same song?
Anyway, they both had a real 60s feel to them. It's not a bad song from the Go-Go's. But I'd like that Bangles one more. It's just the layered vocals. Again, maybe it's, I hate to just throw it all at the production, but the production really helps that Bangles song out so much. And the tinniness of the, it almost feels like, who's Kathy Valentine is the bass player, right?
Yeah.
Is she the most talented person in that band that I feel like, the volume is up on the bass so much more, and it sounds so much better production-wise than the rest of the band. Do you know what I'm trying to say here? That you know, it starts off with a little bit of guitar, and then the bass comes in beautifully, and you're like, all right, cool. It's got a good sway to it. It's got a good whatever, but it can't carry the whole song because of the terrible production on the other stuff. I'm going with the Bangles on this one.
Now, just so you know, with just one vote for the Bangles, Dave Schneier has sealed the deal for tonight.
I am aware episode, of that.
But let's see how it plays out. Dave Festini.
The Go-Go's song, it's funny because even before the lyrics went this way, I felt like it was a lullaby. It had a lullaby feel to it, which I kind of like as a closing track, you know, like the Go-Go's are taking you off to sleep. So I like the Go-Go's. I mean, I didn't love either of them, but the production's better on the Bangles album. But I don't know. That's not the Go-Go's fault. I liked going out with a lullaby with the Go-Go's. So for that reason, I'm going with I'm going with the Go-Go's.
All right, and I mean. It doesn't help them because Schneier already sealed the deal.
Yeah, he screwed him.
And I'm going to seal the deal even more because that Bangles song gave me like a Zombies feel. I really liked it.
Yeah.
And so my vote is also for the Bangles. It's funny too, that Go-Go song is the longest song on the album. It's almost 4 minutes, 3 minutes, 58 seconds. By far the longest song on that album to close it out with.
Yeah.
So now that we're at the end, the two singles off of the Go-Go's album were Vacation and they released Cool Jerk, right?
Yeah, I think Cool Jerk was a single. Vacation,
right.
Get Up and Go, and Cool Jerk and Beatnik Beach. Those were the knockout rounds for the Go-Go's. There were eight knockout rounds, by the way.
Wow.
Four for the Bangles, four for the Go-Go's. And in the end, though, it's the Bangles 20 and the Go-Go's 16. Respectable.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if I would, I would grab that Bangles album and listen to it top to bottom before I would put that Go-Go's album 100%. In.
I want to get, I don't think I own it on CD, or I know I don't have it on vinyl. I want to pick it up now.
Yeah. And again, I don't know if better production would save the Go-Go's album, but it would certainly help a ton.
Yeah.
Cause I think their next album is produced by, Martin Rushent. And I think that album, Talk Show, is a really good sounding album.
Yeah, you know, you wonder if with the, and like, I haven't read up on it, but I wonder if Vacation was rushed to build off of the...
It probably was.
You know, the success of the first album.
Let's look. Beauty and the Beat came out July 14th, 81, and Vacation came out July 20th, 82, a year later. So
yeah, they're like, rushed. Hey, let's get them back in the studio and get another album out. Yeah.
And... as far as the Bangles go, their first album it's good, but it didn't do anything commercially.
Right.
Their big commercial breakthrough was Different Light.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Closer than really I would have ever thought about halfway through. Halfway through, I thought the Bangles were just going to take off.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was, closer than I thought it would be too, but I'm glad it was. I'm glad it wasn't, you know, destruction, but good times.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Let's do some quick promotion. Now, Dave Schneier, you got that new blog up? You got a title for it?
Sure don't have it up yet. Sure don't. Appreciate you asking. It'll roll out at some point in 2025. Dave's Music Journal at some point.
All right. Oh, I like that title. That's what you've decided on.
That is what I've decided on.
The DMJ.
The DMJ.
All right.
In and the DMV.
Where are you, on Blue Sky or on, you know,
all whatever? Of them. Blue Sky, Threads, TikTok.
Threads.
Spider right in front of
me. I was going to say, man, I was like, I think a spider's coming down on your head.
Sure was. Good. That's great. Yeah, I'm all over social media. Just find me if you want.
All right. You don't want to give any specifics.
At Dave Schneier on Blue Sky, Threads. I'm on Facebook. If you have a business reason to reach out to me, I'm on LinkedIn as well. So whatever.
Whatever.
Okay. I have a business proposal for you, Dave.
Excellent. Please.
Well, you might want to hit him up on LinkedIn.
Yeah, please do.
I am not on LinkedIn. I'm linked out. Dave Fastini, where can we follow you? Not on Blue Sky. You only want to support Musk. I get it.
I have nothing to promote. I'm on Facebook. If you want to poke me.
Nobody pokes anymore. Nobody.
I don't think I was never comfortable with the poking. I always thought it was very odd.
Sure.
Your wife's not comfortable with it.
No, not at all. Not in the least.
I don't know what the prize will be for this episode, but it'll definitely be Bangles or Go-Go related for sure. We are at Rock Solid Show on Instagram. We are at Rock Solid Podcast on Blue Sky. We're on Facebook. And
You're back on Facebook, right?
Yeah, I had to create a brand new Facebook for my personal self.
Yeah.
And the good thing is, I made Kyle and Murray admins on the Rock Solid account.
Mm.
Oh.
So when my personal account got hacked and disabled, it did not disable the Rock Solid account. So I made a new personal account, and then Kyle was able then to make me admin, and I can now post on Rock Solid.
Okay.
Again. Sad though, because I mean, I'm sure I have all the things I've posted on Facebook on my personal site, but all that stuff's just gone. There's no place to email or contact.
Yeah, there's like no recourse.
What happened was my Facebook was hacked through my Instagram, and once they got in there, they just disabled my account. So someone obviously hates me, because why else would anyone do that?
Why?
Go to all that trouble to hack you through one and then to just disable the other one.
Somebody was very bitter about that Eddie Money album or something.
So angry. But that's what happened. So also patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast to get involved in episodes and win some prizes.
Do it. It's so worth it, people.
Win good stuff.
Come on. I've been putting up updates on the Rock Room East.
Oh, yeah.
Today, the guys did the framing out the door frames and the windows and the baseboard. And they painted the ceiling because I've never painted a ceiling. I didn't really want to paint the ceiling. You know, that's an awkward position.
You were like mirrors and Pilar was like, no,
no.
Okay.
But, you know, when you get to a certain age and you're up like this, your shoulder hurts.
Yeah, sure does.
So yeah. I had the guys that painted it today did the ceiling in 90 minutes. It would have taken me days and days and days. And they did it in 90 minutes. And it looks fantastic.
Don't you feel like there are certain jobs that you just, at some point in your life, you never want to do at your house?
Well,
You probably could do, but you would rather pay somebody to do it.
Let me tell you something. I've painted three rooms in this new house.
Oh.
And I did a really good job. They look really good.
Good for you.
I'm very proud of it. But, and even though those are just four walls and ceiling, it's a lot of walls. And I just, and when they did it, boy, when they did it.
A lot of walls.
When they do it in 90 minutes, that's when you're like, what the fuck am I doing?
Well, was it more than one person?
It was two guys.
I don't know. You got to give yourself a break, man. I mean, it's two guys.
Okay, they do this
for a living. I mean, you know.
I'm not going to do it in 3 hours, which is double what, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yep.
If two guys can do it in 90 minutes, then one guy should be able to do it in, and it's perfect, too. Like, the edging, I'm like, so, you know, these guys were just like, they're pros. So there's,
right.
They're like Tony Greathouse. They get in there with their brush, they edge it. You know,
it's, yeah, it's that's the stuff, great. The tape and all that. That's
oh my
sucks.
God.
Yeah.
These guys aren't taping anything. No. So it's all good. It's all good. And the playout song tonight, I'm going to go with, I think one of the greatest covers. By the Bengals ever did.
Oh, I totally agree.
Hazy Shade of Winter.
It is top five covers of all time for me.
And perfect. I believe that production, I believe, is by Rick Rubin, I think.
I think you're right.
Didn't he do the whole Less Than Zero soundtrack?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. The next time, it's going to be two albums again. And I just wanted to give the ladies some love. Because the next month's battle was going to be tonight, but then I'm like, I think we need to get a little more ladies in here. And
it's a good matchup. This is a really good matchup.
So, and then the battle after the next one will be a battle royale of epic proportions. Until then, thank you, Dave Festini. Thank you, Dave Schneier.
My pleasure.
Thanks, guys.
Everybody else, thank you for listening, and please enjoy the Bengals, Hazy Shade of Winter.
Brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter.
How's mom?
Yeah, good question.
She's good. She's 88, so rehabbing a hip. It's going to take about another month. Yes. But she's doing the rehab, and she's, you know, I was trying to keep her positive when I was there. Like, I got her a book of, like, she loves those word search. So yeah. I bought her one of those. I'm like, I told my brother and sister, I go, hey, she's got to keep her mind a little bit short.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the next day I went, and she had been doing it because it was open, and I could see that she was, you know, she circled just whatever she wanted to. No, I'm kidding. But,
what does that mean?
I think if they can keep her positive and people keep visiting her, I think she'll hopefully be out of there in a month. But I don't think she's going to be able to navigate the house in a month. She's not going because she can't go up to the second floor.
Yeah.
And there's no shower on the first floor in my parents' house. There's just a powder room.
Yeah.
So what is she going to take a whore's bath for the rest of her life?
Oh my God.
So really? That's what they call it, Dave. A whore's bath.
Jesus.
But she.
Dave gives a great sponge bath.
I do. So it varies only between sponge and whore bath.
I love whore's bath.
Whore's bath.